checking the volume. Mic one, mic one. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Mic two here. Mic two. Mic two here.
And then mic one.
Mic two.
Mic one.
Mic two.
Mic one.
Mic two.
Mic.
Mic two.
Aha.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, how was your day? Let's do a little Armando update.
It's good so far. I woke up. I didn't want to get moving because I heard the rain outside.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah, but
this fucking rain is
once
bullshit.
I actually got outside, it's like it doesn't feel as dreadful.
Oh, it's not? It's
as
not as
before.
Bad? All right.
It's not cold.
Okay, good. Fair enough.
You know?
Did you walk around in the rain?
I mean, there's barely any rain now.
It's just the drizzle.
Drizzling
upon your head. This is a quick little bit of drizzle.
Drizzle.
Whoa. That's more slurred than mine. It makes me want to throw up. All right, let's start the show.
We got a late-ass reunion. Oh, it's hardly new. You gonna hate us, but who made us share with you this late?
The chair.
I'm gonna assemble four horsemen of the apocalypse, pestilence, war, famine, and the other one, whatever it is.
It's death.
Death, yes. And I'm a mutant, by the way.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I'm
played by Oscar Isaac.
What's a mutant?
Oh, this is ancient Egypt. Look, I'm a god.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's what it is.
Ah.
I'm a god.
Ah.
So, you better worship me.
Okay.
Cool. And that's how X-Men Apocalypse begins. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Zimmer here, joined with Armando Aranda yet again.
Hey.
How's it going, Armando?
All right.
And we're here to do another late-ass review. Better late than never. That's what I've always said, Armando. And goddamn, we had to take our time on X-Men Apocalypse because I think America took its time on that fucking movie. God, you know, Bryan Singer, when he came back to do X-Men Days of Future Past, he really knocked it out of the park.
I
was
loved
like,
that.
Fuck yeah.
I
like,
loved
I'm
it.
Like, yes, Bryan Singer is back. He made up for the Rat. Remember Brett Ratner fucked it all up? Called him the Rat, Brett Ratner.
Mm-hmm.
He directed X-Men 3.
Oh.
X-Men United. No, wait, that was the second one.
It was
one.
X-3.
The X-Men Last United. Stand.
Oh, yeah, The Last Stand.
Last Stand, because it was supposed to be the last X-Men movie? Yeah, that fucking right. Bullshit. And then they did X-Men First Class after that. Bryan Singer was involved. He helped produce some of these movies. But he finally came back for Days of Future Past. Now, I know we did a review for that like years ago when it came out. And I know that we talked about it and gushed about it. But then Bryan Singer decided to do another X-Men movie.
Hmm.
And that's the one that we just introed for you.
Right.
Basically, that is how it starts. Armando, am I wrong in any way, shape, or form? And are you wrong in our dramatic sort of... granted...
We paraphrase a little bit.
We
took a little artistic license.
We took artistic license. But if we were doing that as a description for people for a podcast, not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Pretty apt, I'd say.
Yeah, not bad.
That little vignette we gave you at the beginning is pretty much
it's
X-Men.
Not inaccurate.
No, it's not 100% accurate, Armando. God damn it, Armando. Quit undercutting us like that, you son of a bitch. Quit underselling us. We're awesome. Team Awesome, Inc.
All right.
Yeah, so anyway, back to the issue with X-Men Apocalypse is that I don't think Bryan Singer was trying to make an X-Men movie.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to make a studio movie. I don't know what happened. Like I think that's the problem I have with X-Men Apocalypse. I just don't know what the fuck happened. Like it looked like it was supposed to be good. It looked good. It looked good. It felt kind of good.
It felt professional.
But I walked out feeling empty. Like, can you explain? Like, how did you feel about the film?
Well, some stuff didn't make that much sense.
Yeah.
It's just like, how did Magneto just
join
up, like...
But he had a wife
like
and kid out of nowhere?
My favorite line in the movie is like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
I almost made you spit out your spit take.
I was taking an Arizona green tea sip, as I often do. And when I took my Arizona green tea sip, I almost had a titter. It's like, who the fuck are you? And it's like, well, yeah, duh.
Yeah, it's like,
literally the audience is like, yeah, who the fuck? Like, yeah. You don't know each other. You guys don't know each other.
Yeah, there is no reason for you to cross paths
at all. But at yet all. It's happening.
Right.
And Wolverine and that whole Wolverine X-Force thing where he's running around and he's in his underwear, but he's in the mech suit. When they teased that in the movie theater, I thought Wolverine was going to be in the movie and he was going to help fight Apocalypse.
Right.
And then Hugh Jackman ran off like half naked into the woods.
Yeah.
And I was like, "What? Where are you going?
Where are you going? I want to go to that movie."
Yeah, his movie seems way cooler. He's going to go off and do X-Force and he's going to meet Wade Wilson and he's going to go like fight the Blob. And oh, wait, no, we did see that movie. It was called X-Men Origins Wolverine. Fuck. Suck balls. God damn it. That's the thing. That's another one of the X-Men films that I think Apocalypse is falling under. I mean, I think it's above Origins Wolverine.
Okay.
But it's not above by much. It's got a lot of the camp that X-Men Origins. That was the problem with Origins Wolverine.
Hmm.
X-Men Origins Wolverine was too much camp, not enough substance. Comic book movies, if they don't have enough substance, they rely too much on the camp.
Right.
It sucks. It's like if they don't have like with these fucking Suicide Squad movies and these DC movies.
Well, I don't think Apocalypse had camp or substance.
It had camp.
A little bit.
I mean, come on. The 80s shtick that they went with?
Oh, yeah.
That was super camp, dude.
All right.
It was super tramp, super camp.
All right.
For reals. Come on.
Yeah,
I mean, compared to Apocalypse, which was like a bleak, dark, miserable, real movie.
Oh, no, I was talking about Apocalypse.
I know, I'm sorry. Compared to Days of Future Past, which was like a real bleak, dark movie dealing with serious issues and sort of reestablishing the timeline.
Yeah.
It's like Bryan Singer fixed his own timeline just to fuck it up.
Yeah.
It's like he's like, I'm
going
to go in and fix it just to fuck it up because... Just show them that they fucked it up. It's like, that's what you get for fucking my franchise up. I'm going to fix it just to fuck it up. That's the ultimate revenge.
Mm.
Wow. If that's the subtext for that, brilliance. This movie is great.
It
succeeded on so many levels.
Yeah, that's like, you. It was years in the making.
All right, well, I mean, we've talked enough vaguely about it. I guess let's get into the plot of X-Men Apocalypse. I mean, we talked a little bit at the beginning of this review stating that X-Men Apocalypse begins pretty much in Egypt. Oscar Isaac is Apocalypse. No, he's not. Apocalypse goes into Oscar Isaac. Oscar Isaac is the guy who Apocalypse... Because he has to transfer his being into another being or some shit like that. And he needs four horsemen.
Yeah.
But not horsemen because they're in Egypt and they don't ride horses. I didn't see a horse. I didn't see any horses in that movie. There are four horsemen in the Apocalypse. Do they ride horses?
I don't think they did. They did not.
They flew around.
They flew around.
Why did they call them horsemen of the apocalypse? I mean, I get it. It's like a biblical term or whatever. But like in the cartoon series and in the fucking
not even
the anime, even in the comics, they rode these weird fucking
robotic.
They were like these weird, I don't know, space hell. Like if there's a hell in space, that's where these mechanical horses came from.
Right.
Space hell.
Right.
And they were like riding them. Like when and Wolverine was one of them. He was a horseman for a while. Storm was one, definitely.
Mm.
But not the shitty Storm that we had in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the horseman,
I don't remember her.
And then he picked Angel, and I'm like, you're picking Angel as one of your fucking horsemen? Wait, why?
Didn't that happen in the cartoon?
Yeah, but he was so fucking lame.
Yeah.
He didn't do shit, and like he didn't show he could fight or do anything. And also, he had all he could do is fly.
Right.
That's it. What else can he do? Fly?
Yeah.
Great. Throw his wings at people? Throw his feathers? Fuck that. Hawkeye has a bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm.
He can at least kill someone.
Right.
Angel has wings. Like, he can grab someone and fly up really high and then drop them.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Well, I mean, that's...
If someone cut his fucking wings off...
That's more than I can do.
If someone fucking shot his wings... Ah, my wings! Someone shot my wings.
Hawkeye's hand.
Yeah, good point. If someone shot Hawkeye in the head, he'd be dead. Yeah, you're right. I guess good point. If they disarmed
somebody,
them of it,
if somebody stabbed Hawkeye,
but somebody managed
to stab Hawkeye, he'd be in bad shape.
Yeah, but Hawkeye can hide and shoot his bow and arrow.
Yeah,
Angel has to fly up into the air and drop people to kill them.
Right.
Otherwise, he has to learn kung fu, or have a bow and arrow,
right,
or a gun. Then it defeats the purpose of having wings. Then it's like, okay, you have wings because it's an aesthetic thing? It's kind of useless. I mean, it's cool. It'd be fun for, like, you know, if you weren't a violent mutant, like if you didn't go to war as a mutant,
right,
having wings would be cool.
You'd be like a Vegas mutant.
But I still don't get why he's a horseman of the apocalypse. It just doesn't make sense. Anyway,
yeah,
enough of my diatribe about that. And then you got, who else did he pick?
I don't remember.
Oscar Isaac get? He had Storm. He had Angel. Elektra. Remember? Olivia Wilde. Olivia Wilde played Elektra in the movie. And she was famous for doing video game TV show, G4. She hosted G4 back in the day. And I never would have thought the host of G4 would be playing a shitty Elektra. But sure enough, here we go. Here we are, 2017. Goddamn. The host of G4's geek show or whatever it was called. I couldn't remember what it was, but I used to love the fuck out of it, clearly. Mm-hmm. And I thought she was so gorgeous. I was like, she's beautiful. Oh, my God, I'm in love with her. And then I'm like, oh, she's playing Elektra. I'm like, great. Like, wait, does she act? Has she ever acted? And then, nope.
Nope.
She's a very... she's funny.
And she still hasn't acted.
No, and she still hasn't acted. She's not an actress. But thing is, she's a great personality and she's funny. As a host or as a comedian,
right,
I could see her doing comedies. But I never would have thought Olivia Wilde would end up playing Elektra. And she didn't. Don't worry about it. Just... What did you think of... Oh, wait. Let's vote. Who was the last one? Oh, God damn it. I am not Googling X-Men Apocalypse Four Horsemen. Am I?
Well, we don't.
My phone.
We don't have to.
I got my phone. I'm not going to go on my computer to do it. I'm doing it on my phone with one hand. Fuck this fucking shit.
Doing it bathroom style.
Yeah, I'm doing this bathroom style. Wait, you can use both hands when you're shitting?
Well, I mean, you can.
Oh.
Do you want to
Took me a minute. Got it. Good one, Armando. Yeah. Put it in.
Yeah.
And you know what? For good measure, yeah, another one. He deserves it. All right. X-Men Apocalypse, Four Horsemen. Here we go. It says cast. All right. This is the cast. Fuck it. I'm IMDb in this biatch. All right. Cast. Jennifer Lawrence, Ms. Mystique, Michael Fassbender, James McAvoy, Nicholas Hoult was Beast, Oscar Isaac was Apocalypse. We got Evan Peters, Quicksilver. Loved his scene. Loved his little sit. That scene made the movie for me. But that Quicksilver beating the shit out of Apocalypse at super speed was amazing.
Yeah.
Remember that one at the very end when Quicksilver came in? It was just like, boom, boom, boom. And he's like, what the fuck? He's just like getting his ass. He's like, who's, what the hell? And then finally he realized if he just broke his leg. He's like, oh, shit. You'd think someone with super speed would have a healing factor, like a super healing factor. But I guess it's just literally just
running
fast.
Well, that's not his thing.
I guess, yeah, you're right. We got William Stryker. We got Josh Hellman, Jean Grey, Sophie Turner. They're going to do another X-Men movie called X-Men Supernova with Sophie Turner as Jean Grey. It's going to focus on the Dark Phoenix saga. Has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but it's X-Men related. We have Nightcrawler was in there, but not my favorite one. Oh, and she was Psylocke, not Elektra. I kept saying Elektra the whole time. She was Psylocke. People are going to be like, you fucking idiot, it was Psylocke. Good thing I looked this shit up. Sorry I said Elektra all those times. If you've been listening and you're like, it's Psylocke.
It's not fucking Daredevil.
I got it. Psylocke. Thank you, guys. We have Jubilee. And then we had Pestilence. Wait, these are the old horsemen. Who are the four? Oh, God damn it. Michael Fassbender. Magneto.
Oh.
Duh. We're fucking idiots. We had to look that up.
Well,
that's how you know why. That's how indifferent this movie is in general.
Yeah,
it's sort of a non-movie. It's sort of a. It just.
Yeah,
I mean,
it doesn't.
It's a movie,
it doesn't
but
matter.
It's like whatever. It doesn't matter. That's the thing. There were no stakes. It didn't matter. We knew the end. You know why? Because they jumped to the future at the end of Days of Future Past. At the end of Days of Future Past, they showed that the School for Extraordinary Gifted Youngsters, or what the fuck ever, Charles Xavier's School of Bullshit, still was there, that fucking Kelsey Grammer was still Beast, Jean Grey was still there, like Cyclops, all of them. Remember at the end?
Saying they pulled over Rogue One?
Well, am I not saying they're
what
pulling
are you
Rogue
saying?
One? Well, I don't know, Armando. Are you putting words in my mouth?
Well, I don't know.
Better not be putting things in my mouth, Armando Aranda.
Okay,
you dirty
I'll
bird.
Save that for later.
Yeah, save it for tonight.
Yes.
Waiting for tonight. Oh. Jennifer Lawrence reference? Nope. Jennifer Lopez reference. Jennifer Lawrence was in this movie, though. Save. Good save, Mike. God damn it. Fuck. This movie pisses me off because I want to like it. That's why.
Well,
I want to like it.
Yeah.
You want to like it.
Yeah.
Why do we want to like this movie?
Huh? Because Magneto, Apocalypse.
But why else? I mean, because we like X-Men. We like the X-Men.
Like, yeah,
I don't know why it came out that way, but we like the X-Men.
We do.
We like the X-Men. We like the Cyclops. We like the Jean Grey. We like the Magneto. It's a fun. But then they make a shitty movie.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck, man. You got like Michael Fassbender, James McAvoy, Jennifer Lawrence. You got this awesome cast. Even Sophie Turner. She's a great actress, but not as Jean Grey. She sucks as Jean Grey.
I'm just saying the reason... I mean, like, I was saying the reason it doesn't matter to me is because you could just interchange any of the characters any of the other characters.
You're right.
What
sucks, man, is that in the comic books, like in one of the story arcs, Magneto was a horseman, Storm was a horseman, Wolverine was a horseman, and then I think there was another one. It wasn't Angel, but it was somebody else. And it was like the who's who of like, oh shit, these would really be the horsemen of the apocalypse for X-Men.
Right.
Like if Wolverine, guess which one he was? Death. Naturally.
Right.
Like, and Storm was, well, you know, pestilence.
Yeah. You could do that.
Yeah. Magneto was famine.
Famine?
War?
War. I guess it would
be
war.
War. Yeah, so who would Famine be? Blob. Fat fuck. Blob would eat all the food. Oh, what? We're out of donuts. What happened? Fucking Blob. Whoa, shut up, guys. I have a glandular problem.
Wait for me, guys.
Guys, wait up. I've got a glandular problem. You know I can't help it. God made me this way. No, God didn't make you that way. Dunkin' Donuts did, bitch. Quit eating. Fat fuck. Sorry. I don't want to fat shame, but too late. I apologize to the fat community and all the fatties out there.
Do they identify as
I
community?
Don't know anymore, okay. Man. Everyone's in some group that you got to be careful you don't hurt their feelings.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Back to X-Men, which is an allegory for homosexuality. And let's offend more people. This movie sucks on different levels. And
yep.
Not the homosexuality level, actually. That's not one of them. I mean, if you look at it as an allegory for homosexuality, I don't know... what Apocalypse represents.
Yeah, that's true.
What does he represent?
Nobody represents
He's a mutant.
Anything. Nobody.
Like Magneto and Charles
Apocalypse,
Xavier.
I'm a bad guy for no reason.
I mean,
it's like
I'm this ancient evil. Like, what's the point of you?
Yeah,
what is the point of you?
Yeah, what?
That's like a three. That's
what?
Like a. He's supposed to be an Omega level mutant. He's supposed to be like a fucking.
What the
fuck? He's like Thanos.
What is
the X-Men
what
Thanos.
What is going on in his head? What is motivating
no build up.
Him? What is driving
they
him?
They had no buildup.
Like
nothing.
Yeah. Like
Thanos in Marvel has been on screen less than like an hour, less than 30 minutes, and he already has more character development,
right?
And more just through the arc of the Marvel movies,
right?
And we all are afraid of Thanos and know who Thanos is,
right?
And we know he's this big godlike creature that if he shows up, we're all fucked, and not even the Avengers can stop him. That's what Apocalypse is supposed to be. His name is Apocalypse, as in the end of the world, Apocalypse.
Right.
He's supposed to be that badass and that scary. And he wasn't. He really wasn't. It was sad. It was like, oh, here's a generic Ivan Ooze looking bad guy from the original Power Rangers movie. And if you don't know who Ivan Ooze is, go Google X-Men Ivan Ooze. And you'll
probably find a comparison.
You'll
pick.
Find the comparison pick, and it's so apt. He looked like Ivan Ooze, and then they had to make him less purple and more blue
right.
in post production, and you could tell because it looked extra comic booky, and the color scheme didn't really fit the X-Men universe.
Right.
It felt too... I mean, it was 80s. I knew it took place in the 80s, but it just felt... Yeah. All right, so anyways, God, the plot. I mean, there's like, what plot? Like, okay, so that's the beginning. We're talking about what we hate about the movie. Okay, so it shows Magneto has a family, and the family's all like, oh, we love you, and Magneto. And he's like, I love you, family. And then the government's like, hey, Magneto, even though you saved guys at the factory with your mutant powers, you're a mutant.
You're still a dirty mutant.
And we brought bows and arrows like Hawkeye would, and everything's made with stones and sticks. So, you know, if you can't use your metal powers to stop us.
Right.
Even though there's like metal everywhere around them in the woods, like their uniforms had metal on them. Their uniforms had buttons and zippers, and their shoes had metal rings on them that he could have used as weapons.
Right.
But regardless, he's there, and he's like, look, don't hurt my family, please don't. And he's like, okay, we won't. And then the daughter freaks out, and turns out his daughter's a mutant. She's got mutant abilities, and she screams and all the birds fly away. Mm-hmm. She's got this sonic scream, and she can communicate with animals. You're like, holy fuck, new mutant, this is cool. Bow and arrow gets shot, and Magneto was trying to, like, you know, stop it from hitting his daughters or whatever, and his wife, but the arrow that killed his daughter, the wife jumped in front of it, and it went through the wife and the daughter. So the wife was trying to save the daughter from the arrow, but the arrow pierced both of them. And so Magneto takes the locket that his wife was wearing and decides to kill everyone with it because it's made of metal.
Right.
And also it represents his love for his wife. And that to me was one of the best moments of the film. Right. Like Michael Fassbender's acting, that scene, brilliance. It was well done, well written. It stood out for me. But that's about it.
Well, I mean,
that's where the drama ends. The series.
But yeah, but in the context of the story, it's just like.
It sticks out like a sore thumb, dramatic sore thumb. It's like a one shot story issue.
Right.
Like Magneto's back in business.
It's like a short story in the middle of a crappy movie.
Yeah, it was like a short story in the middle of a weird, disjointed film.
Yeah.
The whole film is just disjointed. It's like Bryan Singer didn't know what he wanted to make almost.
Right.
Or did the studio interfere? Was it Fox saying we want to interfere? I don't know. I think it was just Bryan Singer. While Bryan Singer was making the movie, he was quoted as saying he could make an X-Men movie every year. He would love to make an X-Men movie every year. And then after he made it and he got this bad reception, he said...
it's like NFL 2K15, 2K16, 2K17.
Right? Oh, Jesus. Over and over with NFL bullshit. Like these games. It's like, dude, it's like... And then he made this and then he saw the bad reception and he was like, all right, I'm done making this. But now we did a news article recently on the X-Men universe, and apparently Bryan Singer is involved with the new X-Men TV show, and we gave the details of that, and we discussed this on the podcast. Go listen to that. It's in the last Nerd Update prior to this review, not the Nerd Update that's on after this review. Anything with X-Men in it, and it says Nerd Update, just click it. It's probably there. Just listen to our old shit. It's good stuff, guys. I promise. We worked hard on it.
Yeah.
God damn
listen
it.
Listen to that crap.
God. Yeah, listen to that shit. Listen to our old shit.
It's great.
It's great. All of our shit's
All
great.
All of our shit's great.
All of our shit's fucking great.
Just go.
Just listen to it. Watch it. Listen to it. Enjoy yourselves. Live your life. All right, so back to X-Men Apocalypse. And okay, we talked a lot about what we didn't like about it. Let's talk about what we liked about it. We did like the Magneto scene. We liked the Quicksilver scene. We'll get to that.
Yeah, like the fights in general.
We liked the fights. We liked the casting. The casting was well done.
Yes.
But the performances were kind of flat. Mm-hmm. Like everyone knew they were making a generic kind of movie.
Yeah.
Like generic superhero movie, but it was X-Men.
Yeah, it was generic, yeah.
Damn it. Anyway, okay, we'll talk about what we liked later. Let's get back to the plot. We'll talk about what we liked while we talk about the plot. Let's do that.
It's like we can't separate it.
Okay, so then James McAvoy's with the kids in the fucking Mutant Academy, and it's the 80s, and they're like, hey, it's the 80s. And he's got long hair, and you're like, oh, why does he have long hair? I thought he was bald. I feel like this whole movie was just like the origin story as to why he was bald. Like X-Men Apocalypse was just the origin story for the bald Charles Xavier. That's it. That's all it was. Because at the end of the trailer, it showed him bald, and you're like, oh, there he is, and he's bald. It's like, that's the whole point of the movie, was just to get him bald. And it took Apocalypse, because he had long hair until Apocalypse showed up. Right. Apocalypse was created to make him bald and to fit in with Patrick Stewart and to fit in with the comics. God damn it.
Oh, we were had
by Hollywood. This was a whole other movie, Armando. We got to rewatch this bitch. Okay. They're up to something, right? Like, what were they doing? What were they doing? Were they doing anything until Apocalypse showed up? Oh, yeah, that's right. The government lady from X-Men First Class, who was kind of in X-Men Days of Future Past. She was a pretty government lady. She was there when Professor X got shot in the back and became paralyzed in First Class.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember her? No.
Not
nobody
really.
Does. Damn it. Government lady, she's around and she's saying, hey, I got some reports from Egypt, X-Men, and it looks like some mutant X-Men kind of things going on.
That's very video gamey.
Yeah, so you got to go. We want you to go investigate it.
Go investigate it.
And he's like, why are you asking us? And she's like, because I've worked with you guys before. And he said, how do you remember that? I erased your mind. And she goes, oh, I read about it. Or something like that. It was something weird like that. I don't want to quote the movie directly. Fuck you, people. Sorry. Look, this movie, like, we're trying to review a movie that we just didn't like that much, and I'm trying to go through the plot, and it's like pulling hair. It's pulling nails. Why don't you carry on?
Okay. I mean,
she's like, okay, we found all this information. There's a super-powered mutant. He could possibly lead to the destruction of all mankind. We got reports of him throughout all civilizations. He's had multiple names. He's going around trying to assimilate forces of evil, and he's being a real dick. All right, take it from there, Armando. What does Professor X do?
What does Professor X do? I forget, man.
I think he says we'll help. And we'll go investigate or some
That's
shit.
That's okay.
So we'll send some X-Men to go help find him and stop him.
Okay, X-Men.
All right, X-Men assemble. X-Men assemble. And they're like, you can't say that. And he's like, why? We're Marvel too. It's like, no, we're Marvel, but we're not Marvel.
Yeah, we're like
they're Disney. We're Sony. We're Fox. Look, just you can't say it. That's Avengers.
You know.
You can't even say Avengers. Don't say it.
You can't say yeah.
Don't say it.
Don't say
fucking Avengers. Don't say Avengers.
Don't say the A word. Yeah.
Fuck. Don't say the A word.
Don't say Spider Dude. You know.
Yeah. Don't say Spider Dude or wait. You can say Wolverine. Yeah. You can say Wolverine.
Yep.
But don't say Spider Dude.
Yeah.
You can say Spider Dude, but don't say.
And just be safe. Don't say dead.
You can say dead. Body, just don't say
Don't say.
Don't talk about swimming.
Yes. Exactly.
In bodies of water.
Yes.
Small bodies of water.
Small bodies of water.
Yeah, that people would
man-made.
Have in their backyard. Yes. Or they might be man-made. God damn it. And we're just amused by our own bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. Back to X-Men Apocalypse and the plot. Look, there's no real reason for the X-Men to fight Apocalypse. And other than, like, look, Apocalypse was trying to rebuild the world in his own image. No, wait. What?
Yeah.
No, he's trying to rebuild the world, make a better world from the ashes. We'll make a better world. So he's literally trying
better
to end the world for humans and make
why?
A better
world.
Yeah.
Like, why? It's like, why?
Well, because he's trying to make mutants the superior dominant species on the planet.
You know, I mean.
But, again, why?
I get more character development from Agent Smith, you know? It's just like.
Yeah, I know, right? From The Matrix? He's a program. Like, he's a program that is designed to do one thing, and that's destroy.
Humans are a cancer.
Yeah, no, Agent Smith, you're absolutely right.
A virus.
He's a program that is designed to do one thing, and that is to enforce the system.
Right.
And that is, like, any program or software that's designed to protect you from viruses, malware, or any hacking. That's your character development right there. Mm. And it's in the form of a human in this universe.
Right.
There you go. That's cool as fuck.
Yeah, but
Apocalypse?
He also takes a certain pride in his work.
The storyline for Apocalypse needs to be a 3-movie arc where you introduce the character slowly, and the last movie you finally see him like Thanos. Like Thanos is slowly being introduced.
Yeah,
the Apocalypse,
that, but it's just
they didn't need him. They didn't need him.
They didn't
need him.
But, well, yeah, they didn't need him.
They didn't need this movie.
They didn't need
this
the
movie. This movie didn't need to happen.
It didn't need
to, this
totally
movie
didn't
did
need
not
to
need to happen.
Totally didn't need to happen.
And I hate saying that
actually,
because
I actually prefer it didn't happen.
Me too, because it would have made things less complicated. At the end of X-Men: Days of Future Past, boom, you're done.
Right.
That's it. Everything was reset. Move on. But they had to go back in the past, and it's like you know which characters are going to live and die because you see them at the end of Days of Future Past.
Well, I don't even
which is care. Their future, dude.
Well, I don't even care about that part. I mean, I just care about it's just like. You know, what are you doing here? Why do you want to fucking, you know, promote mutants? Like, I want to hear, like, why you want to do the things that you're doing.
What are your character motivations, Apocalypse? Why do you want to take over the world? Why don't you want to use your powers to better all of the world? And why have you been around for so long? Why have you been hidden? Are you that evil? Why are you that evil? Shouldn't he get his own movie? Shouldn't he get more of a backstory? Shouldn't he talk about his life? He's like, I've had many names. Yahweh, Krishna. And you're like, what? Okay, what else? Like, tell us more. Like, literally, I'll sit here for half an hour while you flesh yourself out.
I would rather.
Flashback sequence.
Like,
go.
Like,
come on, singer.
It's just at least about half the movie should be like, what the fuck is Apocalypse doing and why is he doing it? You know?
Yeah.
And you know, a little bit of how is not even that important. Like, why?
And here's the thing. I hate to sit down and rip on a director that I actually have respect for as an artist, as a filmmaker. I have respect for him as a filmmaker and an artist. His personal life, don't know anything about it. Not my business. That's other people's issues. I don't know what the fuck he's been up to, if good or bad. But regardless of that, he makes good movies, but this one fell fucking flat. It fell flat and it fell shitty.
Except for the action. I like the action.
The action was fun. It was good times. Yeah, but that's the thing. Bryan Singer knows how to direct fun, good action. He knows how to make it look cool. That's a Bryan Singer thing, man. He's good at it. He's great at it. But at the end of the day, it was Bryan Singer making an all fluff but no substance movie.
Right.
And that's what he was doing.
It was just cotton candy.
Oh my God. He was just going through the machinations of making an X-Men movie.
Right.
He just had literally just been like that. That's why he said he could make one every year, because literally he just showed up and just kind of was there.
Just make a paycheck.
Didn't give a shit, walked away and kind of had an idea and a vision. And who knows? Maybe the studio recut it.
Maybe
the studio fucked with it. Maybe Fox did. I don't know. I mean, if they let Deadpool do whatever they wanted, and if they're letting Bryan Singer come back, why would they fuck with it?
Right.
It's not like they're DC Warner Brothers.
Right.
Excuse me.
Right.
But if they were, they'd probably have a little bit more issue making the movie they'd want. Bryan Singer would have no issue at all making his movie at all the way he wanted. So I don't see the studio interfering. I don't see Fox being like, you can't do that, Bryan Singer, the guy who created X-Men for us.
Yeah,
come on.
The guy who saved X-Men
franchise. It'd be like Warner Brothers saying, no, Chris Nolan, you can't make another Batman movie. You've already made three. Stop that, Chris Nolan. No more Batman for you. Are you kidding me? Warner Brothers has probably begged Chris Nolan to come back a million times.
Right.
They probably send him daily messages like, please, like an ex-girlfriend or an ex-boyfriend. Like, why'd you leave me? I'll do anything. I'll change. I'll be better. It's like, no. You know you won't. You won't change. You're going to be the same old bitch you were, Warner's brother. Sorry, I keep saying that word. Maybe because I'm just such a bitch myself. I've been bitching this whole time. And when you bitch a lot, you turn into a bitch. Let's talk about what we liked about the movie and finish up the plot.
Besides the action?
Besides the action and round out the plot. So, they decide to fight Apocalypse because he wants to end the world. And he goes around and gets... trying to remember. They go around. So Apocalypse meets Angel, and he's like, "Hey, you want to be a horseman?" Angel's like, "All right." And then he goes up to Magneto, and he says, "Hey, do you want to be a horseman?" And he goes, "Well, my family's dead, and I'm pissed off at mankind. So there's my character motivation. All right."
It's like barely. Like,
yep, I'm dead inside. I'll join your plan of like destroying the world. Fuck
yeah,
it.
That was more
fleshed out. That character development was fleshed out.
Yeah, but still, I kind of felt like.
But Psylocke,
like Magneto is. But Magneto's like his own dude, you know?
But Magneto would be a horseman of the Apocalypse.
I think he
would be.
But I feel like he would just need more of a reason to fucking side with Apocalypse.
Yeah, he would. Yeah. But we didn't get it.
Yeah, we didn't get it, you know?
So, but then we, and then says,
you know, at least, you know,
but Magneto, so then after that, he's like, goes up to Psylocke and he's like, hey, you have no real character development history and you're Olivia Munn in a suit. Do you want to be a horseman? She's like, yeah, right, let's do it. And they're like, okay. And then he, and then who else did he go up to? Ugh. I'm just so disgusted by remembering it. We got Angel, we got Psylocke, we got fucking Magneto. You know,
and the movie felt kind of long too, right?
And Storm. We had Proto Storm. Remember? Baby Storm.
Stormlight.
Young Stormlight. Stormhawk. Because she had a mohawk.
That was cool.
That's right. Because they went with the 80s Storm that had the mohawk, but they had a shitty actress playing an awesome version of Storm.
Yeah.
So that sucked. But the cool thing was that that Storm looked up to Jennifer Lawrence's Mystique, who had sort of made a stand in X-Men United. X-Men movies are getting mixed
First
up
class?
In my brain. No. Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past.
Where she saved the day by stopping Magneto from killing the president, who was Nixon at the time. Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It was Nixon. They like fucking Magneto held a gun at Nixon's head. And everyone was like, yeah, do it. Fuck Nixon. And no one was like that at all. Even though Nixon fucked up a lot of people's lives, no one wants anybody in office to get...
Well, Nixon's gone already.
Well, he's dead now, so doesn't...
Right.
The point is moot.
Unless he got Mandela back into existence.
Don't you Mandela affect him. Don't you Mandela affect Nixon back into existence, because that's going to... Dude, we already got a new thing going on in thing.
What?
I don't want to go into detail, but we don't need Nixon back, all right?
Okay,
we already got a president thing going on.
Sure.
I don't want to be specific. I want to keep it about X-Men.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So
okay.
Anyway, back to X-Men Apocalypse. This, I think, is an apt title for the X-Men franchise. This is the end of the X-Men films as we know them. They're not going to make another movie like X-Men Apocalypse. That was a one-and-done type of thing.
So they're not going to get a group together?
No. That cast will return.
Uh-huh.
But Bryan Singer won't.
He's out.
He's doing that TV show that we discussed in that nerd update that y'all should go back and listen to. Hey. Hip Hop Air Horn is definitely being played. Oh, God. And then that one last time. X-Men Apocalypse was just rough. It still is. We got to get to the big fight shit. So then they go and they meet Nightcrawler. And then
Nightcrawler in the circus, right?
He's in a cage fighting people.
Fighting Angel.
Angel, and then Angel is like, but you know, we already figured out that Angel's a horseman. We already figured out all the horsemen. But the X-Men are like, all right, we got to get other mutants to help us fight those mutants.
Right.
Because that makes sense. Yeah, you're right. It does. For this movie, sure. So then they get Nightcrawler, and then they get Cyclops, who was in high school at the time, remember, because he blew up the hallway. Or was that in Days of Future Past? And I'm getting the timelines all mixed up like Deadpool did.
It wasn't Cyclops' brother in First Class.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Then we get to the cool scene. So after we find out all the mutants and they're all reached out to and they all get back to each other and they all start working with each other, they go to the mall. They talk about going to the mall, so they all go to the mall. They don't show us them going to the mall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They talk about it, and they make a big deal out of it.
Right.
Nightcrawler's like, I would like to go to the mall.
Oh.
And it's like a big deal. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I wonder what it would be like if they went to the mall. And then they don't show us them at the mall. And you're
when
like,
are they going to get to the fireworks factory?
Yeah, and you're like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, and then you cut to one of the coolest scenes, the hands-down coolest scene in the movie.
Yeah,
which is Quicksilver saving everybody from
Apocalypse blowing up Cerebro, right?
Okay. This is where it's going to get a little wonky. Apocalypse shows up at Xavier's School of Gifted Youngsters and says, yo, what up? I'm Apocalypse. And Xavier's like, I cannot stop him. He's Apocalypse. And they're like,
Obviously.
And they're like, what does that mean? And he's like, clearly, he's Apocalypse. It's like, but what does it mean?
What does it mean?
It means the end of the world. That's it. He's named after that. We're dead. And it's like, are you drunk? You're drunk. And then all of a sudden he knocks him out. You know, yeah. Just boom, McAvoy's knocked out. Just laying there in the wheelchair, and then Apocalypse sucks him over. And you're like, what the hell is he going to do to Xavier? Like, why is he bringing him over there? And then he grabs Xavier and leaves. So then Psylocke is like, all right, fuck this shit. But Apocalypse, being the clever dick he is, stood right in front of the reactor. Which, by the way, why do they have a nuclear reactor underneath this? And again, nuclear reactor. That's the American way of saying it, people.
Nuclear
reactor. They have a nuclear reactor in their fucking facility. That's not right, man. That's like a fucking school.
They also have a military jet.
They also have a military-grade jet with military-grade weaponry. Like, where do they get the funding? Like, is Xavier's family that rich? Like, what do they do? What did the Xavier's... Where does he get the money from?
Do they have deals with the government?
I don't know. You never see his parents.
I thought the government hated the X-Men.
You never saw his parents anywhere.
Right?
What the fuck? All right, anyway... this movie and all the questions it raises. It's one of those things where like you're watching it and you're slowly being annoyed, but you're also being entertained, but you're annoyed and entertained. So Apocalypse is standing in front of the nuclear reactor, which again, we don't know why it's there other than it's X-Men. And then goes, fuck it, I'm going to shoot my chest laser beam at you. Havoc. Not Psylocke. Psylocke is standing next to Apocalypse being like, I'm Psylocke, what's up? I'm Olivia Wilde, check out G4. Havoc is the one that sends his this movie, fuck man. So Havoc's like, fuck it, I'm gonna blast him with my shit, and then boom, hits, and then they just teleport out of there because Apocalypse knows how to do that shit. So like they just get Professor X and they leave, and then Havoc goes and blows up the whole school
by accident.
But thank God Quicksilver just happened to be running to the school at that moment, because then the coolest scene happens where Quicksilver literally shows he's like an Omega level mutant. He can stop time. He can slow down time.
He can
slow time down enough. He can be fast enough.
He's like fast, but
he's fast enough that time is irrelevant. From his frame of reference, time is irrelevant. He can't reverse it, but he can slow it down so much that while this entire home is exploding, he can kind of take his time and find people and be like, oh yeah, there's a dog. And he goes and runs and gets the dog. He's like, oh yeah, there's a kid over there, I should grab him. And he's like, oh yeah, I just threw all those people out the window, I should probably set up some drapes to catch him. Yep. And he's like, I don't think he thought any of it through. I think he just literally just threw people out of
like,
there.
Oh.
And then he was like, oh
okay,
yeah, those
I guess
people,
I should
help them.
Yeah.
You know, like... I know he probably set the curtains up first, but like, I don't know. I think it'd be funnier the other way around. But he goes and systematically you watch him go through and save everybody, in the academy. You're like, oh, cool. This is like really cool. So now the movie's beginning.
Right. Like 45 minutes in.
If you're 45 minutes in and you're like, finally something cool and X-Men-y is happening, I feel like I'm back in this universe.
Right.
And then nothing.
Yeah.
The rest of the movie, it's cliche superhero shit from then on out.
Right.
You think, and by the way, yes, he saves everybody in the facility and everyone's saved. And, hurrah, huzzah, what a surprise. And they go off and they decide, well, our whole school's fucked up. We should go fucking fight these guys because we're not only are we underprepared and we're not capable of fighting him, but we have nothing better to do and our home is gone. So clearly let's fight Apocalypse.
Yep.
All right, let's go. So then they go off to try and fight Apocalypse and find the guy. I'm just like, it's like I'm pissed off at it. Like trying to figure out, because like when you connect the dots in a movie that you like, it makes sense.
I'm just disappointed, son.
And it's not that I'm mad at this movie. It's not that I hate this movie. I'm just disappointed in it. Ouch. It's just, you know, it's just disappointing. Ooh, man, sorry, but I expected more from you, X-Men. I mean, really? You knew better than that. We raised you better than that, X-Men. The fuck is wrong with you? Get the fuck in your room. Like being the dad. God damn it, X-Men. And then you're out talking to your wife and you're like, I just can't believe we raised him like that. What a fucking idiot. Don't talk about your kid that way. He's a fucking idiot. An X-Men sitting in there crying. Crying into its unicorn-shaped pillow. that it named Steven because it was ironic that such a beautiful creature was named Steve. Sorry, I'm not talking about my childhood. I'm talking about X-Men
Apocalypse.
Apocalypse, starring Olivia Wilde, America's sweetheart. I mean, look, let's get to the final fight scene because that's all that matters. Well, actually, let's get to the Wolverine scene. We mentioned this briefly at the beginning. Hugh Jackman makes an appearance because it's X-Men. Right. So he makes at least one appearance in every X-Men movie. It's the best cameo ever. They just go up to him and they go, "Excuse us." And he goes, "Fuck off." Yeah. And they go, "Right."
Okay.
And they just,
right.
They no, they don't even say right. They just nod and walk off.
Right.
Like, and they fuck off. And then he turns to the bartender and lifts his glass. He's like, "Yeah, another one." And that's at the end of the scene. It was brilliant. Yeah. Best cameo ever. Just they come up to him and they go, "Hi, I'm Professor Charles Xavier." And he goes, "Fuck off." And then they go, nod, walk away. And it was like Hugh Jackman was, what era was that? That was the 60s?
Yep.
And they were going around the world trying to find mutants in that film. That was a really good movie.
Yeah, that was.
That was a sleeper. No one expected that to be so good, and it was. It was really good.
I would watch that again.
Well, I would watch that two times in a row.
Right.
And then ever watch X-Men Apocalypse again. And I know we're sitting here ripping on it that hard, but like out of like we think it's better. Like I think it's better than X-Men Last Stand, and I think it's better than X-Men Origins Wolverine. Mm. I would rather watch Wolverine over this. The Wolverine. I would rather watch The Wolverine again than watch X-Men Apocalypse again. But I would watch X-Men Apocalypse again over X-Men Origins Wolverine. I could never watch that movie again. I can never watch that movie again. It was so bad. In comparison, to try and find the light at the end of the tunnel, what would, like, between, like, what movie would get you to see this movie again? Like, if you had to watch two movies, it was X-Men Apocalypse versus what? What would get you to watch it? Like would it be Origins? X-Men Origins Wolverine? Or would you rather watch that?
You have to watch one or the other. Fuck that. Like, I'm going to see X-Men Apocalypse. Yeah, probably Origins. Yeah.
You'd watch Origins? Damn.
Wait, no. I mean, I would.
Which one would you watch?
Origins would probably make me say, "Oh, I'll see Apocalypse.
Oh, okay. So that you would watch that over Apocalypse. Okay, good. So Wolverine, X-Men Origins, Wolverine remains the standard for shitty X-Men movies.
Yeah.
Can we say that conclusively?
No, well, no, X3.
X3. But guys, debate time. All right, here we go. Bell, please. Thank you, Bell. Okay. I postulate that X-Men Origins Wolverine is the worst X-Men movie because Will.i.am is in it. From the Black Eyed Peas. Your rebuttal, sir. Plus an additional argument.
Well, let's see.
It's hard to argue the Will.i.am case.
Will.i.am. Oh, wait. Will.i.am is in X3?
No, he's in... I'm talking about X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Okay.
That's my argument. Will.i.am's in it, and that's one of my reasons as to why it sucks, and you should never watch it.
Uh-huh.
Because you chose it over Apocalypse.
That I hate more.
Yeah. So tell me why...
We're getting confused. Yeah. Okay. I said, like, for the worst X-Men movie, I would say... X3 would be worse than.
Oh,
I say X3 is worse than X3 is worse than Origins. Origins is worse.
Ladies and gentlemen,
than
you
Apocalypse.
Just heard two grown men who are nerds, get so confused about the X-Men franchise that they couldn't figure out which one they liked more or hated more. That's how confusing X-Men has become. I think we don't even need to have, like, figure this out.
Okay.
I think we should just let it stand where it is.
Right.
Like, honestly.
All right, let's...
Like, if we want to say, like, conclusively the worst one, like, for you, it's X3.
Yeah.
For me, the best part about X3 was it was the end. Supposedly the end.
Question mark.
Like that was the end. Like when when that movie was over, that meant okay, they're done, and Brett Ratner's not gonna make any more.
Everybody's dead.
It's over. They're all dead. Magneto has no powers.
We're all dead. Shut up.
Just shut up. It's done.
It's
like
dead.
It's fucking
dead.
Over. Let it go. And then X-Men Origins Wolverine to me is like, let's dig the corpse up. let's just dig that body back up. We're going to reanimate
this
son of a bitch.
We're going to Weekend at Bernie's.
We're going to Frankenstein this motherfucker. Weekend at Bernie's him. All of it. Jekyll and Hyde too, just for short measure. God, yeah, I think to me that would be one of the standards of worst one. But I think Origins is worse because it's like we're trying now. Like we're trying too hard now. Like we knew we fucked up in X-Men Last Stand, so we're going to give you a Wolverine, and it's all Wolverine, and it's all about him. But we want the other X-Men too.
Right.
No, this is just Wolverine. And also, we can't have the other X-Men in it because of copyright issues, and we couldn't get them because they're too expensive, and we could really only afford Hugh Jackman. And that's why Will.i.am's in it.
We barely have enough money for this movie.
I mean, we got the guy from Friday Night Lights in it playing Gambit. And we got Will.i.am in it, by the way. I mentioned that 4 times. Can I say it again? Will.i.am is in this movie, and he's playing an X-Men. That's how desperate we are. We can't afford this. This movie sucks. The Blob's in it. If the Blob's in the movie, it sucks. But then again, there's the "I'm the Juggernaut bitch" line, which was hilarious.
Yeah,
but it was totally a reference to the YouTube video, which
right.
Everyone needs to go watch after listening to this podcast.
Yeah,
go watch "I'm the Juggernaut bitch" on YouTube because it's fucking hilarious. And then go watch Teenage Mutant N-Word Turtles. It's by the same guys.
Yes,
it's so fucking hilarious. Trust me, you'll laugh. And it's okay to laugh because comedy's funny.
Yes.
Sorry. It's okay to laugh when things are funny, people. It's okay. If it's funny, you can laugh at it. You're not going to get in trouble. In fact,
you might have to do some soul searching afterwards.
You might have to think about it. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you're not hurting anybody, if you're just using your words, you're fine. But if you're pushing it on other people... We're getting into social issues, but that's what X-Men does. Brings up the social issues.
In the tradition of X-Men.
We're not going to push our views of this movie onto you. Although we have for about 53 minutes so far.
Yep.
But what we will say is we just are trying to figure out what went wrong with it. And we can't. We just can't. I can't figure out what went wrong with it. I mean, I know there was no plot.
No, I know. Yeah.
No,
the
I mean,
plot.
I know there was no plot.
The plot? The characters?
The plot, the characters, but it's like...
Everything else was good. Everything else was good to great, but the plot and
but
the characters.
But it was just the plot and characters.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately, it's just... And those two, and we've always said, if you don't have a good plot or good characters, it doesn't matter how much glitter you throw on that turd. It's still a fucking turd.
Right.
You can jazz that turd up all you want, man. You can put rhinestones on it. You can put a little disco ball, like, stick it in the middle. Like a little cherry.
It still stinks.
It's still a fucking shit. It's still a piece of shit with glitter and a disco ball stuck in it. It's disgusting. The fuck are we doing, X-Men? Pull your shit together, Bryan Singer.
It's like,
but
you
so,
put it on the floor. And
so we're
going to
say that X-Men Apocalypse is, without a doubt, the third worst.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would
we
say.
We can't figure out which one is the worst.
Yeah.
We can't agree on which one is the worst. We know that Origins and Last Stand are bad.
Yep.
But we can't figure out which one is number one. I think Origins is a little bit worse because to me it's like the slap in the face after you've already been fucked in the butt. Sorry.
But after you've
just been jammed in the butt by a giant broomstick, then they turn you around and spit in your face. To me, that's X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Well,
oh my God, that's horrifying.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
Well, You know,
what's worse?
Well, we were
post rape or during rape. Oh my God!
Well, we were cut.
That's horrible.
With Phoenix in X2.
Yeah.
And then what did we get in X3?
Death
Jesus.
Of the Phoenix. Phoenix died in that one. Magneto lost his powers and everything sucked. But then Wolverine came around and jerked off in our faces. They're kind of a package deal, aren't they?
Yeah.
You can't have one without the other. And that's how we're going to end this review of X-Men Apocalypse. At least it's better than those pieces of shit.
Could be worse, could and be it worse. Has.
And it has. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for your review out of 10. We got to do it out of 10 stars. Okay. It's only fair. Full movies get 10, trailers get 5 out of 10. And it is stars on the movies, out of 10 stars.
Mm-hmm.
What do you give?
Okay.
Again, this is third worst X-Men movie, so not necessarily the worst.
You know what? Like, I'm probably going to be better on it than you. Like,
understood.
I give it a 6.
Ooh, yeah, you are better on it than me. I'm giving it a 4, motherfucker. Yeah. Fuck that movie. It sucks. But that means I have to give the other ones lower.
Yeah.
So to me, exactly. X-Men Origins, to me, X-Men Origins is like a Wolverine is like a 2. And X3 is like a 2.5. It's literally just half a point above. It's so close to. They're both neck and neck.
I'm the same.
It's just opposite,
but I'm just
right?
Reversed.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I understand completely. Yeah. And it's so amazing how I understand that. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, check out all these movies, and you be the judge. And let us know in your comments below. Hit us up at Team Awesome Inc. on the Twitterverse. Download, like, and subscribe on iTunes for free. Type in Team Awesome Inc. And, of course, check out our YouTube channel where we're doing great reaction videos. And now we're doing Let's Play video game videos where we got a new one for Halo Wars 2. Halo Wars 2. And Star Wars Battlefront. So it's a twofer on that one.
Yeah, it's going to be short.
It's going to be a good. Well, all the Let's Play videos are short, man. I mean, most of them are.
Well, some of them are.
Some
long.
Are like 30 minutes or 2 hours.
Some of them are long.
Some of the
plays.
Full game.
Yeah.
Jesus, way to fucking spoil it. We know. We cut through the bullshit on Team Awesome Inc. That's what we're about. Mm-hmm. But clearly, this whole review has been about cutting through the bullshit. But regardless, guys, whether you agree with us or not, feel free to have your voice heard. And if there's a movie you want us to review, a trailer you want us to react to, a weird video you want us to react to, a funny video game or a fucked up game, just anything you want us to play, react to, or do and watch us or hear us do it, hit us up at Team Awesome Inc. or on our Gmail account, which is teamawesomeshows@gmail.com. Again, teamawesomeshows@gmail.com. Our website, yotina.podomatic.com. Again, yotina.podomatic.com. Mondo Aranda, final thoughts on X-Men Apocalypse. As per usual, you get the final word.
It wasn't too... I didn't walk out of the theater.
That's right. We didn't walk out of the theater.
Right.
Did we almost want to?
I mean,
maybe at the beginning.
I kind of enjoyed it.
It's kind of enjoyable.
It's kind of enjoyable. There we go.
There we go. Yeah.
I think not that bad. I think that
it's
sums
it up.
It's
not that bad.
Not that bad.
You know what? X-Men Apocalypse is not that bad.
But it's bad.
But it's not that great.
Yeah.
All right. Peace out, guys. And thanks for watching the movies. And thanks for tuning in.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.